grapes. It's that time of the year. The Grey Cup goes this weekend at BC Place Stadium in Vancouver. You know, I worked the first ever Grey Cup at that stadium, in that stadium, 1983. Of course, it was remodeled, refurbished, updated, whatever you want to say, following the 2010 Vancouver Olympics. Grapes, you've got a football story. I know you want to talk football, and it involves the Hamilton Ticats.
Harry Sinden, and he loves to tell the story about his time in Toronto with the Grey Cup when he was with the Boston Bruins, and I was there too.
Back after this.
Welcome to Hockey Night in England. This is a live broadcast of the Piccadilly Cup. And there's the whistle. Jolly good shot from the Cheshire chaps. Valiantly blocked by Essex. Wait a tick. There's been a dust-up between Helmsley and Cavendish. Gloves are coming off. And Helmsley has slapped Cavendish with his glove. The spectators are expressing their approval.
Some things just make more sense in Canada. Like a Subaru with symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive.
Well, as you know, and everybody knows, that Harold Ballard was part owner or owner of the Hamilton Tigers, and he used to have a great big tiger in the middle of the Maple Leaf Gardens, a great big tiger, and he used to tick off a lot of people. And I remember Bob Tyndall, he was one of our scouts, he lived here, and all the scouts, and he'd just be ticked off, and he says, Harry, we got to do something. The Boston Bruins is in Saturday night. We've got to do something to tick them off. So Harry comes to me, and here's what they cooked up. They had a great big Argo flag. It had to be 30 feet long. I don't know where they got it. I think the Argos give it to them. So he says, we want you to put this over the boards and put it along in the, you know, so every the camera, we'll tell the camera guys to get ready and everything. So we didn't, we couldn't have the players hold it. It would have been a little. So my son, Tim, and another boy got at the end, and while they're playing the national anthem, and while it's over, and the people are going wild laughing, eh? So I thought it was a pretty good joke. And, you know, Harold, he's always playing jokes and everything, buddy, like that. But he didn't think it was funny, and he was ticked off. But the funniest thing that I never ever told Harry, or Harry never ever told a story. He had an actual live tiger, and he was having a promo that morning just before our morning skate. The trainer had the tiger out on the ice. Now, a lot of people don't know, if you stand behind a tiger, he'll pee on you. So Harold's out on the ice and he's walking around, and can they pee 20 feet? Harold walks behind it and he got covered in pee tied by the tiger. We were killing ourselves.
Hi, it's Pat Finelli from Pizza Pizza. Right now, get two medium pizzas with four toppings combined, two free dipping sauces, and six free Coke, all for only $18.99. Perfect for game night, a school night, or the office lunch. And ordering just got a whole lot easier. You can order from our award-winning mobile apps and even win more food. Click and pick Pizza Pizza today.
And you know, Brian, you're thinking about a little cat peeing, eh? I mean, you know, it's a cat peeing. I'm telling you, it was like a shot. It would go 20 feet, and he'd lift it and with his tail and go ping. I'm telling you, the players were just, and the Toronto Maple Leaf players were killing themselves too. I think that's what Harold was ticked off about.